Headline: Bitcoin can't keep up with Nasdaq amid ongoing Iran-Israel conflict. Published at 11:34 a.m. June 18, 2025. Although many crypto investors flee to Bitcoin, BTC, as a safe haven, it hasn't performed particularly well during times of war. Consider its underperformance against other tech investments during the onset of a conflict. Despite U.S. President Donald Trump's 53 assurances that the Russia-Ukraine war would end on day one, that conflict continues. Worse, a new war just started in Iran, giving us a recent example against which to analyze BTC as an ostensible safe haven asset. BTC often correlates with the NASDAQ 100 index, the largest proxy for the tech industry. However, many military headlines have driven BTC to decouple from the NASDAQ to the downside. On Monday, for example, Trump surprised the world with a sudden post to Truth Social, asking everyone in Tehran to evacuate immediately. That plea, made at 6:30 p.m., New York time to a metro area of over 15 million people, immediately tanked NASDAQ 100 constituents in after-hours trading. The NASDAQ 100 tracking QQQ ETF, which had been trading north of $533.70 prior to the announcement, traded 0.15% lower within 2 minutes and 0.6% lower within 90 minutes. Those percentages aren't to be mistaken as insignificant. For an index as large as the NASDAQ, which itself is tied to the largest economy in the world, a loss of 0.6% reflects a loss of approximately $300 billion in U.S. public market capitalization. BTC, however, fared far worse during the same period. Prior to Trump's announcement, BTC was trading above $108,700. Within 90 minutes, it had declined 1.8%. Indeed, BTC fell 3x further than the NASDAQ within 90 minutes of conflict breaking out. Subheading BTC doesn't seem to be a safe haven. The same effect of BTC decoupling from the NASDAQ during wartime headlines occurred at the onset of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Late on the evening of February 23, 2022, Vladimir Putin announced a special military operation against Ukraine that, like Trump's Truth Social post this week, marked the de facto commencement of war. By the NASDAQ 100's 9:30 a.m. open of trading on February 24, 2022, the index had crashed a staggering 3.2%. BTC, however, performed even worse than this spectacular incineration of over $1 trillion in U.S. public market capitalization. By the morning of February 24, BTC had fallen over 10% below its high of the previous day. Yet again, the episode illustrates BTC underperforming the NASDAQ by a 3x multiplier. More examples of BTC failing to buoy investors seeking a safe haven are plentiful. From the India-Pakistan crisis earlier this year, to as far back as late 2000s incidents of military strikes in the South China Sea, BTC hasn't performed effectively as a hedge. Instead, BTC has often mirrored or even amplified the moves of risk-on assets during wartime crises. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.